the European Agriculture Commissioner, Christoph Hansen, argued at European Commission level for a support scheme to allow farmers to subvent the cost of fertilizer. Fertilizer costs have gone up by over 70% in the last 12 months. And farmers are hurting at the moment. Last year they stocked up before the price went up. This year the price has already escalated. But the commissioner got an allocation to subvent the price. In Ireland's case, it was 15%. I beg your pardon, in Ireland's case, it was 15 million. And the commission said that the Irish government could add to that with a further subvention of 200%. So effectively, we've got clearance from Europe to allocate something in the region of 45 million euro towards fertilizer subvention. Yet the Irish government has done nothing. Now, last week, I've heard reports that they're waiting until the ploughing championship in September to announce the subvention for farmers. The reality is the price would have gone up even more at that stage. It'll be 80% of a hike. Are they waiting for another hike in the price? So I'm appealing to the minister to move and act quickly now. There's 60 million euro left in the fuel subvention scheme that apparently hasn't been used. I think you should allocate that 30 million immediately, add it to the 15 million from Europe, and bring savings to farmers who are in a desperate situation.
And you have criticised the government for not being proactive in that way, for waiting for PR opportunities. Do you think that's fair when the minister increased payments available to farmers facing drought conditions today under different schemes?
Well, the reality of the situation is that farmers, particularly in the south of Ireland, have been hit with the drought. And in the northern half of the country, it is not as acute an issue. But on both sides of the country, there's one thing they need to get going with now as the rain starts again, and that's fertiliser. They need to get the fertiliser out if they're going to be able to save on fodder next winter. So it's equally important to deal with this. And I would say it's more urgent for the whole good of the whole country that the government moves now. And as I say, I can't see any point in waiting until for another month, which is effectively what they're saying. They'll wait for the ploughing. The cost will have escalated. We won't get the same value for money from that 45 million euro when it happens. So the time to act is now, and I'm appealing to Martin Hayden to move on with this issue. The money has been allocated for the fuel scheme. He should distribute it for fertiliser subvention in the next 10 days.
Do you have hope the government will hear your call for urgency? And if they don't, what's your next step on dealing with the issue?
Well, I think the government politicians, particularly at regional level, are acutely aware of the problem. You know, when I attended the big shows in recent times at Tullamore and elsewhere, I was there when Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs were told about the escalating costs and were actually reminded of the additional cost it's going to put on farmers. So I'm hoping that because an allocation has been made already for fuel, that this can shorten the process. If it doesn't, I can tell you, there's going to be big issues, many big issues. We're going back into Europe in the first week, actually the last Monday in August, I'll be back in the European Parliament, and I'll be asking the Commissioner to immediately call his Irish counterpart and ask him why, when it was deemed to be so urgent last July, the Irish government hasn't drawn down the 15 million.